Is a self-managed super fund right for me? Whatever the question, AMP, Australia's experts in SMSF, has the answers.
I'd like to think I've saved all my life so I can enjoy it.
Honestly, from my super fund, I reckon I should benefit from it.
Yes, definitely.
It's a good name. Lots of members. That's what you want.
It's Australian.
And it's super.
Australian super.
The super fund for all Australians.
You may have heard some of these ads on the TV before about where to invest your super. And maybe you've even invested in one of these funds. Superannuation is a big deal because you want to make sure you have the money you need when you reach retirement.
Some people are really picky about which super they're with and want to make sure they get the best return they possibly can. And others maybe not so much. Example, if you're like me and have multiple supers that your pay goes into.
You're so disorganised. When your super fund is investing your money, you hope for a decent return. They'll invest that into different industries, shares or properties, to try and get you the best rate.
But how much do you know about these investments? What are they doing? Where is this money going into?
And how might these investments be affecting the planet?
Well, I didn't want it to go into anything that I didn't agree with. So I didn't want it to go into coal mining, or I didn't want it to go into tobacco companies or anything like that. I want, you know, that's my biggest chunk of investment. I'd rather that was doing good in the world.
That's Rod. He's with AMP Super and recently made some big changes to where his money is going.
I actually needed to change how it was organised within AMP to get to the ethical investments that I wanted. Basically, I said, look, I want to only invest my super in ethical and industries that are going to do good. We broke it down into every little fund that we were looking at, and I broke the percentage across the individual funds within the super platform. And they said, righto, we'll restructure it and put you into this different area.
Some of Rod's investments are also in shares.
And one is a Responsible Investment Leaders International Share Fund, BT Ethical Share Fund, and a Perpetual Ethical Share Fund. So all of those, to be considered an ethical share fund, they have to not invest in things like tobacco and coal mining and things like that. They have to be doing things that actually pass an ethical standard.
And for Rod, the rate of return on his super isn't the biggest thing on his mind.
As long as they're reasonable returns, I don't mind if they're not, you know, amazingly impressive, because you've got to take a long-term view with these things. If you're not doing good for the environment, there's no point in making money if you've got nowhere to live.
Nice to hear that there are people out there like Rod who are actually changing their investments, because I've thought about it before, but I keep going back into this headspace where I'm like, I'm not going to retire yet. I've got like 10 years to think about this.
Well, at least you're a step ahead of me, because I feel like a lot of people, I'm sure, don't think too much about where that money is going.
As super fund members, we just let the funds go into a default option. We don't really think about where it's going. We think about that maybe sometime later.
That's Deborah Codden. She's a lecturer in the finance discipline group at the University of Technology, Sydney.
So research has suggested that it's only a very small percentage who actually actively choose where their super fund money goes. And that percentage might be as low as kind of 15% of investors.
Rod mentioned earlier when he was re-evaluating his super that he didn't want his money invested into things like the tobacco industry, which still happens. What are some of the other things?
When we think ethically, we will often think about companies that are maybe not into coal mining, if we're concerned about the environment. We might think of companies that are doing some social good or some welfare benefits. But a lot of the time, it's really more about what we might call negative screening. So what will we not invest in if we're doing it responsibly? So what we might not invest in are companies that we believe maybe are sourcing their goods from some Southeast Asian countries that might have sweatshops and that kind of thing. So Nike, for example, in recent years got in trouble for that kind of work. So one of the interesting mining ones, again, that I think is an interesting kind of dilemma is lithium. So lithium batteries last longer, battery power is going to be very important if we're going to maintain the renewable energy for vehicles and all of those sort of things. But if you look at a lithium mine and see what devastation it does to the environment, then you might think two ways about it. So I think it's very difficult for us kind of individually to decide what's ethical and what's not and what's okay and what's not. And ethical, of course, gets a little bit tied up in environmental, sustainable. I think if we're looking at ethical investments, sometimes they will pertain quite a bit to fixed interest. However, a lot of the time with fixed interest, we don't know where the money has been lent to. Whereas if we're investing in a investment that is investing in company shares, then we have a better understanding of where the money's going.
Some people are against the idea of greening up their super because if they do, their return could be less than if they were with a major, more mainstream super provider. But according to Deborah, that's not always right.
Well, we can argue about that a long way, I think, because the funds that invest in a broad range, so not necessarily ethical, suggest that the ethical investments are missing out on a section of the market by not investing in them. However, recent returns on funds that invest in only ethical investments are getting just as good a return in kind of 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year horizons as the other investment funds. There's one organisation called Australian Ethical Investment as an example, but in most superannuation funds, so UniSuper where my funds are, there is a responsible investment option that you can actually choose.
Deborah says it all comes down to your own ethics. Like, if I consider coal to be an ethical investment, which I can assure you I don't, you may think otherwise.
If I can give you an example, Cochlear, who do the hearing, there's a couple of problems there because there is the issue is the question is, do you believe in animal testing? A lot of people who want to invest ethically say no, but Cochlear do animal testing in order to achieve good results for their hearing aids. So that's an ethical issue. And the other issue surrounding that one, which I wasn't aware of until recently, is that people who are deaf believe that there is not actually a right or an appropriate decision made giving children hearing aids when they might be deaf. So they believe that they're excluding those people from the deaf community that they might otherwise be involved in. So there are massive different ethical issues just in one tiny investment. So it's very complicated. And usually in the responsible investment super funds, you don't necessarily know the individual companies they invest in. You can find out, but you have to actively find out.
You might be listening to this and thinking, well, it's all well and good to help out where I can, but will I get my money at the end? Will I have enough to live off when I can't work anymore? And aren't these funds doing their job by just ensuring that I get the most out of my investment?
I think it's probably more that they see as their mandate is to provide for the super fund holders and the members. So I think that's how they view it. So rather than, I don't think they would argue that it was more ethical. I think they would leave the return to speak for itself. But certainly a lot of those funds are really just investing in a diversified manner. But diversified, of course, means a whole lot of things, as I suggested before, about sweatshops and those sort of ideas. It's a lot of different things that you might be able to think about that are not necessarily what we might deem ethical. Rainforests, illegal logging, a number of those sort of issues as well.